a good coconut tree. A patio. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are in the 3 o'clock hour, and so it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Really excited to be joined today by Celinda Lake, president of the Lake Research Partners, a leading Democratic polling firm. And we're talking about the disconnect between both the purpose and the impact of Democratic economic policies, which largely are explicitly designed to work to the benefit of middle class and working class folks in states like Wisconsin, to help shore up small businesses, to help make childcare more affordable, to eliminate and penalize price gouging by grocers. I call it pandemic profiteering. They're like the war profiteers after World Wars I and II. We made it illegal then, we can do it again. Kamala Harris has proposed things that will help regular working people, like $50,000 grants to help start small business, a $26,000 assistance for people buying their first homes. These are things that will help bridge the gap to raise the tide and thus raise all ships, meaning middle class ships, people. That's what we're talking about. And Celinda knows a little bit about why our messaging continues to struggle. Let's talk a bit about Gen Z swing voters, millennials as well. There seems to be a whole lot of hand-wringing about these folks. People are telling them that they're worried about things that are different from what other demographics of voters are concerned about. But it turns out from your research, Celinda, that Gen Z voters are worried about the same things that the rest of us are.
Yes, and that is particularly true for Gen Z, swing Gen Z voters. So we found that about a third of Gen Z voters were definitely most worried about the war in Gaza and very, very focused on that. But the rest of the 70%, 40% were focused on the economy and rising prices and the inability to afford a home, the inability to pay afford education, much less pay off the debt, the inability to get a rising wage, what kind of side gig or multiple side gigs you have to make it in this economy, the fact that wages aren't going up, the fact that jobs are reducing their benefits, the fact that you can be laid off at any moment. And we found a third of the people, 30%, were worried about all the money we're spending abroad. We need this money here at home. So what I love about polling, Maggie, is conventional wisdom is wrong. You're not wrong. You're right. Conventional wisdom is wrong about 50% of the time. And it's great to have the polling to show it.
Yeah. As an economist, I have always had deep trust, frankly, in good objective data analysis. And the key word there is objective data analysis. It can be revolutionary. I wanted to pass along a question and a comment from Donna in DeForest, texting in from WMDX. She says, we're now looking at the price of eggs as reasonably cheap. And yet we continue to talk about this quite a bit. She points to the cost of housing, rent, credit cards, insurance, and medical costs as the things that really have, I'm going to call, a long-term burden on middle-class paychecks, on working people's budgets. And I'll just offer one brief explanation, and then I'd like to turn it back over to you, Celinda. Donna, one of the reasons that I think this gets brought up is that the price of eggs was at one point in time extraordinarily high. And a lot of people look to eggs, frankly, to try to bridge when they're a little short because eggs are such a cheap source of protein. It also gets mentioned a lot because we know that there are only a couple of egg producers in this country. And we know that they artificially suppressed supply, which helped keep prices artificially high for much longer than was necessary. Effectively, they gauged in a price fixing scheme by manipulating supply. So Donna from DeForest, that's in part the answer because it stands as a stark example of corporate pandemic profiteering that should be illegal and that Vice President Harris is proposing a stronger regulatory system to gird against. But again, she's mentioning things that are essential to all of us. I've had credit card debt that was blistering. I've received huge medical bills. It costs a lot for medical insurance, even employer provided. How are Democrats communicating about these now, and how should we be communicating about these sorts of issues going forward, Celinda?
Well, I think, first of all, a great question, and I really loved her feedback. Food costs are the number one thing that people mention when they're thinking about inflation, mm-hmm. because the average woman goes to the grocery store 3 times a week, and you're just confronted with it. And if the prices of food keep going up, you can't save money for any of those other things. Yeah. And then housing, absolutely out of control. And it's out of control all over the place. Helena, Montana, Omaha, Nebraska. We're not just talking about Manhattan and San Francisco.
Yeah.
And young people will never be able, those Gen Zers, they're convinced they'll never be able to afford a home. And a lot of seniors can't get out of their home because they can't, they don't dare try to get something else somewhere else. So it's really a problem. It's so great that you mentioned healthcare, because that is the second biggest cost that women raise in particular. Mm. And medical debt is really soaring. People's awareness of it is huge. A huge number of people have it. The average debt is over $10,000.
Oh,
it's not something you can control. You can control if you're going to go to college. You can control if you buy that Lexus car. You can't control medical debt. And as we said in the Michigan Senate race, GoFundMe is not a healthcare system.
No kidding. And it shouldn't be. Here's a couple of things about housing prices. What we have seen is the explosion of private equity and hedge funds buying up housing stock by the thousands. I'm not just talking about apartments. I'm talking about single family homes. And once they own significant chunks of the housing stock, effectively they are exerting monopolistic type powers, and they can set rents at whatever rates they want. Frankly, these are way above market rents to rent single family homes. It reduces the available supply for those that wish to purchase that might actually have saved enough, puts all of that out of reach. Kamala Harris has a plan for that, and it is to prosecute, to use the power of the FTC and the DOJ to go after those corporate landlords that are engaged in, frankly, illegal price fixing schemes and rent. Celinda, we've got to leave it there. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Continue the good fight,
my friend. I appreciate all you do. That was Celinda Lake, president of the Lake Research Partners, a leading Democratic polling firm. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show. We've got Terry Barr coming up next with what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin news after these brief messages.
Forget about the price tag.